这个下面是咱的儿童的诗班要表演一个音乐剧，叫做《Enchanted Journey》哈。啊，用真侪时间去排演哈，咱用咱来欣赏伊的这个音乐剧。The following is our children's choir. They are presenting the Enchanted Journey. They have dedicated a lot of time and efforts practicing and rehearsing. So let's enjoy and watch their play, The Enchanted Journey.
Well, hello, and I'm glad you're here, because do we have a story for you, one so fantastic that you may wonder later if you dreamed it all. Let me show you where it all begins. Chris, the one in the red robe, is having his best friend Frankie over on Saturday night for sleeping over. Little do they realize that in just a few moments, they're going to have the most incredible experience of their own lives. You see, last week in Sunday school, their teacher assigned them the first 20 pages of an old English book called Pilgrim's Progress. Well, being normal kids, they put it off until tonight to finish reading it. Of course, they did think it was going to be about Plymouth Rock and the Indians, but when they started to read, they found out it was about a man who's on this journey, trying to get rid of this burden of sin on his back. Well, they're a little worried about trying to finish tonight, because they know it's just about time for the mom to call up the stairs and say,
"Chris, it's getting late. It's time for lights out."
Oh, okay, Mom.
Good night, boys.
Good night. Oh, I knew it. And we're only about half done. What do we do now?
Well, maybe we can wake up early in the morning and then we can finish it.
Huh. Fat chance we get up early. I know. I'll get my flashlight and get under the bed and read. But then my mom will see lights on. But it's for a good cause. Sunday school.
Well, okay.
Yeah, what's all this stuff under here?
Oh, some junk I'm just supposed to throw away. Just push it out of the way.
Ow!
Now what?
I can't hit the head.
Boy, I gotta tell you, it's a lot easier to do this. Yeah, well, I'm your beacon boy. As I walk through the wilderness of this world, I lighted on a certain place where there was a gap, and I laid me down in that place to sleep, and as I slept, I dreamed a dream.
Hiya, Christian. I've been waiting for you.
Christian? My name's Chris, Frankie.
No, here your name is Christian, and I'm Faithful. I've been sent here as your faithful friend to get you started on your journey.
Journey? What journey?
A very special life-changing journey. An enchanted, unbelievable journey. Well, here, let's tell you about it.
We're on a chanted journey, 1, 2, 3. Go on a chanted journey, you and me. On a chanted journey, come and see how Christian made it to Celestial City.
Celestial City, Faithful?
It's a beautiful place, and it's also called heaven.
Is it okay for me to go?
Jesus wants everyone to go, and there's always room for one more.
We're on a chanted journey, 1, 2, 3. Go on a chanted journey, you and me. On a chanted journey, come and see how Christian made it to Celestial City.
It sounds terrific, but I can't go like this. I have this thing on my back. It's all heavy and awful. Help me get it out first.
But Chris, that's what it's all about. You have to go to the cross where Jesus died and ask him to take it off for you. He will, because he loves you. The rest of the journey is to the Celestial City. If you're ready, I'm here to get you started on the right road. Because everyone has to go alone.
You're not gonna leave me here.
I have to, Chris. It's a personal thing between you and Jesus. But I'll be on the other side of the cross cheering you on. So hurry.
Yeah. Bye. Well, now what? Go find Jesus, he says. Big help. No road signs or billboards. There's no gas stations to ask around for directions. And there's never a police round when you need one. How do I find out? I know. I'll look for a phone booth. Then I can call and ask for his directions. Yeah?
Bye. sunglasses for your parakeet.
Wire skis for your dog.
Pins for your kitty cat.
A bonnet for your frog.
Trees and leaves and dungarees and artificial hair.
There's even a cow that tells you how to be a millionaire.
Jet propelled tennis shoe.
Automobile with wings.
Lots of hands and fingers.
Telephone that sing.
All the zoo can fix it up, they never fix your heart.
You can't find Jesus in the yellow pages. Search for years and ages, but you'll never find him there.
You don't need a hearing cord, a number or a dime.
His line is never busy, you can call him anytime.
Our treasure's here, let you set your fingers to the walking.
Our treasure's up in heaven, let the Savior do the talking.
Look upon our mission of the ages.
Poor Chris. What a spot he's in. This terrible burden of sin he wants to get rid of, and people only telling him what he can't do, and nothing that he can do. Well, now he has to look to the right place for answers.
The right road. I've never been here before, and I'm so alone, and I don't want to be lost anymore. Please lead me, Jesus.
Please, dear Jesus, lead me.
I told you he'd go to the right place. Now it's my turn to get in the story. Hi, my name is Evangelist, and I have the pleasure, and sometimes the pain, of watching Christian as he walks along this journey. Every once in a while, I'm sent in to give him some advice. Excuse me, gotta have a word with Chris. Hi there.
Hi. Who are you?
My name is Evangelist, and I've come to help you.
Wonderful. Can you tell me how to find Jesus and the celestial city?
I sure can. Do you see that narrow gate with the shining light?
Yeah, I sort of see a light.
Well, then just fix your eyes on that light, and you'll find Jesus and a celestial city.
Thank you, Evangelist. I'll get started right now.
Whoa, hold on. Let me warn you here. Never take advice from strangers. Don't ever get off the narrow road or try to take shortcuts.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, if we would only do what we mean to do. Here's what I mean. Here comes a very dangerous man, Mr. Worldly Wise Man.
Dumb.
It's not dumb. I'm on my way to find Jesus and get rid of this burden of sin.
Sin? Sin? Shh, mustn't say that word.
Mighty strong word there.
Certainly he's a mean-looking burden, but...
What makes you say it's sin?
Well, the Bible says it's sin.
Thought so. You're no preacher or theologian. What are you poking around a book like that for? Way over your head, I say. Way over your head. You need to let people guide you.
Well, I did. Evangelist told me to go this way.
Evangelist? Well, that figures. Yep. What's it to him to send a poor kid out here on the road alone? He doesn't have to walk the road.
Well, what could be so terrible up ahead?
Let me just set you straight here, sonny. You need help. You need help, help, help. Down this road you'll get a belly full, your troubles will be plentiful, and then you'll wish you'd never come this way. It'll be dark,
night,
cold,
warm,
ugly,
beautiful,
and there'll be hunger, pain, and weariness every day.
Well, I'm sure Evangelist meant well. Do you have a better plan?
Certainly do. I've got just the person for you to see. In yonder village of morality, there lives a man, Legality. This able man will show you what to do. He's clever. Smart. And if he's gone, his son Civility will help you. No sense for you to go out on this hot and dusty road when they got all the answers on how to get rid of big heavy burdens and things.
How do I get to this man?
See that lovely green meadow with the river running through it? That's Bypass Meadow. Take the shortcut and the path through that beautiful strawberry patch. There you'll find the road that leads to the village of Morality.
Are you sure about this?
Come now! Would I steer you wrong?
He's crossing the meadow. He's through the strawberries. I think it's beginning to thunder and lightning, and I feel an earthquake coming. I think that's my cue to tell Chris he's blown it. Hey, kind of lost there, aren't you, kid?
Yeah. I let that worldly wise man talk into me going a different way. I didn't mean to do anything wrong, but what he said sounded so logical.
Well, what the devil has his people say always sound logical, Chris. He's no dummy. Look at the trouble he got you into.
I thought I was gonna die. That cliff over my head was gonna fall when you came. What do I do now?
Well, I've told you what God says to do, and that still goes. He told you to stay on the straight and narrow road, and he'll help you. You don't have to worry about the troubles that you have ahead. And when you get to the cross in Jesus, you'll have all the power in heaven on your side. And there's some good things coming, too. Now down this road you'll come to Canaan's land, a place once made by God's own hands, a countryside you'll never want to leave. It's green.
Green.
Shady.
Shady.
Peaceful.
Peaceful.
And you can make it there if only you believe.
The gate! Fabulous!
Chris?
Yes?
Come in quickly, we've been waiting for you. I'm so glad you made it.
It hasn't been easy.
Don't worry, Chris. It's all worth it. Just keep on going as fast as you can. The cross is almost in sight. Just stay on the straight road.
Thanks. I will.
And soon all the angels of heaven will be rejoicing.
Dear Jesus, I'm so happy to be here. Please take all my sin away and then come live in me. I believe you're God's Son and you can do anything. When I do things wrong, show me how to do them right and make me the person you want me to be. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I feel so good and so light without that burden. I feel like singing.
Then do it. The Lord loves music and singing.
But all I can think of is happy.
Then just sing happy. Jesus knows what's in your heart.
Jesus, I'm so happy, happy. Thank you for a happy song. Smiling, laughing, laughing, smiling. Happy, joyful, sunny sun. Happy, 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 what a very merry song. Smiling, laughing, laughing, smiling, happy, joyful sunny sun. Jesus is real, he makes me feel. Happy, joyful, cheerful, sweet, full, sweating, raining all day long. Jesus is real, he makes me feel. Happy, joyful, cheerful, sweet, full, sweating, raining all day long. Happy, 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 what a very merry song. Smiling, laughing, laughing, smiling, happy, joyful, sunny sun.
Christian, you made it!
Faithful, it's so good to see you.
You look so different, like a whole new person.
I feel different. I got cleaned inside and chilled outside too. I got this book of God's words and a key of promise.
You've got to take good care of those. Put God's words close to your heart and hide the key of promise somewhere safe. So, tell me about your journey. Did anything happen?
Anything happen?
Everything from A to Z, I'll bet.
Actually, I think it was exactly the opposite. From Z to A. From Z, my zeal to get to the celestial city, to A, accepting Jesus into my heart and getting rid of my burden. And all kinds of things in between.
A, B, C, X, Y, Z is the same as 1, 2, 3. C, Y, X, C, B, A. I love the A.
faithful. Try it.
E-Y-X-W-U-V-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-N-L-K-J-I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A. Now I know it. Z-2-A. Come on, everybody. Try with me.
Z-Y-X-W-U-V-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-N-L-K-J-I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A. A, B, C, X, Y, Z. We found Jesus, now we're free. Z, Y, X, C, V, A. Jesus is the only way. Now together we will go. He is with us as we go. Z, Y, X, W, V. U, T, S, R, Q, P. R, N, N, O, K, J. I, C, F, E, D, C, V, A. Now I know it.
Crazy, you know?
I know. Aren't you glad to have me for a friend so you don't look so crazy?
Well, not for that reason, but I am glad you're my friend. It makes living a whole lot easier.
Hey! Who are you? Why are you sneaking around like that?
Well, we're on our way to Celestial City, and we didn't want anybody to know that there's an easier way to get there than the way you guys are doing it.
What do you mean? There's only one gate, one road, and one way to get to the Celestial City.
That's all right for those of you who feel so guilty to do something to earn heaven. I haven't done anything wrong. I don't have to waste my time with all that jazz.
Me too. Jesus should be glad to get somebody my caliber in his city instead of all you sinners. I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done anything to forgive.
I can tell you. You won't make it. You have to do the way we did.
Are you kidding? We're okay just the way we are. We don't have to be like you.
Poor guys. They're in for a bad shock when they can't get in.
Look at that beautiful palace. Is that the Celestial City?
No, that's just Palace Beautiful where we can rest for the night.
I don't want to go there. There are these lions outside guarding it.
Oh, those lions are only there to test our faith. If we stay in the middle of the path, they can't hurt us. Come on.
Come in, boys. Have you traveled far? You must be exhausted. Let me show you the rooms where you can spend the night. I'll take you down the hall there. I'll put you here. I do hope you get some peace and rest.
Thank you very much.
Remember, when you talk to the Lord in prayer, also listen so he can talk to you.
Peace that the world cannot give.
All we have to do is just exist, and we'll give us grace for whatever lies ahead. And so, our good Christian faithful, back on the road, was deep in thought from the night before. Wouldn't you give a nickel? You know what they're thinking?
Chris, there's something that I need to tell you. I guess it could wait, but I think I should tell you now. I'm really glad you're my friend, my Christian friend. Like a sunrise in my heart, I feel His love come shining through, and it's lighting up a blessing that I never saw before. Standing here beside me, a reflection of the Savior I adore, and I love You with the love of the Lord.
See you.